Hi, this is Dan Melton. Thanks for joining us for this podcast of St. Andrew's Weekly Message. I hope you enjoy it. I encourage you to listen through the words to what God is saying to you, and may the peace of God be known through your life this week. During the last election cycle, I had a neighbor who was very forceful in his opinions. Actually, I don't know, I never heard him voice his opinions, but his yard had a lot of opinions. There were a lot of signs in his yard, and we live on a busy street. People would drive by, and they would, you know, when I bump into him in town or at church, people would say, "What's up with your neighbor?" When we first moved in, we had not ever met, and I wasn't sure what to think of this neighbor. We didn't see them go out very much. And again, there were all these political signs up and a couple of flags flying in a pole in the front yard. And what I really noticed were a lot of no trespassing signs everywhere, like so many feet on the property, and it's a large property. And this seemed to be sending a very clear message, like maybe stay away. And so we did. I did. I thought, I don't know who they are. I want to say hello and introduce myself as their new neighbor. But I'm not sure if it's safe to do that. I might be trespassing. It says no trespassing. It's very clear. So one day, the man who owned the house and I were both outside doing yard work at the same time, and we made eye contact across the street, and he smiled and waved. And so I thought, well, I think it's safe to approach. So I walked across the street, and we introduced ourselves, and we began to talk. And what I learned was that this was one of the nicest, kindest people I had met in a long time. This neighbor leaves the house every day to assist at an animal shelter. He's even built shelters around the property for animals when there's bad weather. I apologize that I hadn't introduced myself earlier, and I found a subtle way to reference all the signs. You know, I thought, I didn't know if it was okay to come over or not, and he was embarrassed. He smiled. He was very embarrassed. He said, "I have a problem with deer hunters on my property, and I've tried everything I know to do, but I can't keep them off." And finally, the state patrol said, this is the only thing I can do, and my neighbors hate it, but it's the only remedy that I have, and I have had a hunter shoot a deer on my back deck before, and this is the remedy. So sorry. Now I know after meeting him, and I knew after meeting him, that if I needed a favor or had a problem, that he would be there to help us. And in fact, he has been there to help us when our well went out. He was the one who helped us fill a bunch of 5-gallon pails that so if we needed emergency water, we would have it, and has offered to give furniture away and things that belong to family members that he couldn't use anymore. Super friendly person, and very much like a servant of other people around him. Well, sometimes it's not until we make a personal and a human connection that we actually see and experience the good of another person. On the night of the Last Supper, Jesus teaches his disciples to serve one another in kindness, in humility, in love, and to make a human connection, and to be humble about it. In John chapter 13, the lectionary reading for this evening, we read, "Now before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved those who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took out his outer robe, tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, 'Lord, are you going to wash my feet?' Jesus said, 'You don't know now what I'm doing, but later you will understand.' Peter said to him, 'You never can wash my feet.' Jesus answered, 'Unless I wash you, you have no share with me.' Simon Peter said to him, 'Lord, not only my feet then, but my head and my hands and also my head and my hands also.' Jesus said to him, 'One who is bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you.' For he knew who was to betray him, and for this reason he said, 'Not all of you are clean.' After he'd washed their feet, had put on his robe, had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I've done to you?" You that are just joining us again, I closed out that scripture reading with 34 and 35 in chapter 13. "Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." And we are discussing the fact that this was a servant's act that Jesus did. So Jesus is driving a point home. He could have asked the disciples to wash each other's feet, and they probably would have been insulted. There would have been hired servants around. Why are you telling us to wash each other's feet? But he goes further. He himself becomes the servant. If he himself is going to take on a level of servanthood, that would normally be humiliation, right? But he does it. So if he does it, what choice do they have? He has lovingly boxed them into a corner. Be humble. Be kind. Be gentle. What choice do we, if Jesus did that with the disciples, what choice do we have as modern day disciples but to be humble, to be gentle, and to be kind, and to be humble with one another and to care for one another, to love one another in the same way that he loves us? Francis of Assisi was born to a wealthy family in Italy in the 12th century. He was a trust fund baby, if you will. But he renounced his wealth to voluntarily live a life of poverty and service, and he wanted to follow closely in the pattern of Christ. So his prayer is one that we sing sometimes, and we're going to sing it together in a moment. This prayer is a way to wash the feet of others through prayer and action. And it goes like this: "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy." Let's pray. Almighty God, may we become the disciples of humble love that Jesus calls us to be. May we be instruments of your peace. Just as the disciples would have very naturally sat around that evening expecting a servant to wash their feet, we sometimes have expectations that things should go the way that we want them to, that people should treat us a certain way because of who we are and all that we have accomplished. And yet, what the disciples discovered was that greatness is actually gained through humility. So we pray that we might remember the example of your son, Jesus Christ, who humbled himself, and because he humbled himself, was ultimately glorified. Dear God, may we also be servants of humble love. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.